We'd like to know if you have any questions in particular you might like to ask. Yeah.
That's what I was talking about, plenty of the kind of time.
Very big library. Many books.
There are a lot of books.
Yes. Including the earlier Bhagavatam, the Prabhupada's earlier poems from India, everywhere.
एक सज्जन पत्री है गोरखा का विषय वो भी हमको करने पड़ेगा मैं बता रहा हूँ जो है आप कुछ बताओ सब में America. We are living protection in New Orleans and what other places?
Virginia, Bucaneers,
Tennessee,
Tennessee,
Brazil,
New York.
Some of Indian people, they quote Veda and say that deep eating was recommended in Veda. They say deep eating was recommended in Veda and I don't know if it's true or not, but they quote Veda as a way then.
Do they give any quotation?
No, they don't give any quotation.
That's good.
Even scientifically now it has been proven that many of the diseases, like of the kidneys, of the heart, atherosclerosis, arteriosclerosis, uremia, gout, is because of high protein diets, particularly meat. Many of the scientists now are going away from meat by chanting.
By
chanting Krishna, we also feel that this is no longer, meat is no longer necessary. In fact, it is harmful for longevity and health of the body. So, whether it is beef, pork, or anything, all this meat is very harmful. Both in Heart Institute, cancer, and others, we are finding that meat is harmful for the body. And find the ground, religious grounds apart.
Sri Prabhupada, Krishna is claiming that Christ ate meat and therefore there's nothing wrong with it. The Christians say that Christ ate meat himself. If there's nothing wrong with it.
Perhaps he admit. I don't think so.
Is it Krishna?
Therefore, you should maintain the sattva. Very good reason. Because Christ said, peace. Therefore, you should maintain the Greek sattva. Is that good reason?
Hate eating is not useful for three kinds of
things. No, apart from that, he said the past is peace. Therefore, we should maintain the Greek sattva. How do you think? Is that good reasoning?
The money by common sense is to maintain those sort of completely pure religious.
And Christ said, thou shalt not kill. Religious men, that's why I have to maintain brother. What is the answer?
No.
They say that you kill the vegetable, you slaughter the vegetables.
That what is and kill father, mother. You kill vegetables, therefore I shall kill my father and mother. Is that reasoning?
I have a different concept of what I'm finding there.
Then
I'll be half as good as Christ. Maybe I can be permitted to
use example of that.
Right.
But because he has killed at peace, so because we eat vegetables, that's a good cause for eating the father and mother. A killing child.
So, Prabhupada, they say that only the human has a soul. And so, therefore, it's wrong to kill humans, but other animals you can kill because there's no soul. What is their argument? They'll ask what should be killed and what shouldn't be killed for eating. Where do we draw the line?
Very good. We are speaking Goroksha. That is not point of view of killing. There are other animals. We do not say that you stop. If you want to eat some meat, at least don't kill cows. You can kill other insignificant animals, which has no importance. Cow has not special importance because it supplies milk. And milk is very essential food, that is, from the childhood, the child lives on milk. And there are many saintly persons, they also live by drinking milk. Milk is very important item in the human society. To supply all vitamins. So, even if you say that Munichitini is a sentient for me, you can eat other animals, but don't kill fowl. That is our give protection to the cow. Krishna mentioned specifically Guruksha. He does not say that don't kill, but give protection to the cow. And if you want to eat meat, you can kill other animals. Only for pursue himself. Any animal killing is not good for spiritual life. And so, open vegetables is concerned. Everyone has to eat something. So if you can eat on vegetables, that does not mean because somebody is killing vegetables, he should kill his own Adharma on that field. So, cow is a mother because they are drinking her milk. So you cannot put any argument in favor of killing mother. If you, anyone who supplies milk from the body sees mother according to Vedic tradition, cow is one of the seven mothers. There are seven mothers. Real mother, Arumata, group of me, the wife of spiritual master, then queen, Rajapatni, Adumata Guru Patni, Brahmani, the wife of a Brahmana. In this way, especially seven mothers, Venu, Venu means cow, and have three nas. He is also mother. So, from that point of view, cow is mother, and he cannot kill on any ground the mother. That is not good reasoning. You are taking the last drop of milk. In South Africa, you say?
Yes. They have one slaughterhouse just beside, I've seen, just beside their dairy. So at night they bring the cows in to the dairy, choke them to the last drop, and into the slaughterhouse, and all night screaming. I heard because the Indian neighborhood was about 500 yards from the slaughterhouse. Then in the morning you drive by and the carcasses are hanging out.
So you are drawing the last drop of milk from the cow and sending her to the slaughterhouse. It's a very good civilization.
Swamiji, the beef industry here, there is more based on the argument that mother would be a little weak. The beef industry here is more based on steers, which are much which are basically bulls, given high estrogen and make them that bulls.
What I mean, mainly, we are learners and we follow Krishna's instruction that cow milk is very important. We drink the cow's milk. That was his mother, so at least he should be saved from being killed. This is our sense. Apart from other big reasoning, we take it. Krishna says, Guruksha. So we take it. That's good. Besides that, so far vegetable comes down. Krishna says, the Tatram Pusram Palam Suryo, Jome Bhakta Pujitsi. If anyone offers me even Tatram Pusram Palam Suryo, I eat them. We take Krishna's prasadam. Krishna says to give me his vegetable plants. We offer him and then we take. Besides that, everybody has to eat something. Generally, food grains, vegetables, they are recommended for eating purposes. And those who want to eat meat or fish, they can do so. But at least they can avoid the important life of cow. That is your own. So far we are concerned, we are eating Krishna prasadam, foodstuff offered to Krishna. And this, there is no such thing as meat or bread, fish or egg, microbe. We are living. Not that, because we do not eat meat or fish, we are dying. We can eat very easily. Anna. Anna bhavanti bhutani. Actually, if we take food grains like wheat, rice, pulses, vegetables, fruits, milk, that is quite sufficient. Meat is a foodstuff, full of vitamins, and this one, protein, carbohydrate, that is sufficient. Price will kill at least cow. That is our effect, because Krishna says, so Goroksha, in his practical life, he played as a cowherd boy, giving protection to the cow. Here is picture, Krishna is sitting, and the cow and the calf is feeling very safely. Krishna is embracing. So because we want to be Krishna conscious, we want to follow his personal behavior and instruction.
For any animals that we count, is it like does the person have to pay off a 1-to-1 ratio for the animal kill? You know, does it have to come at one time? Like killing a goat, is it just one time here and it's full of goat many times?
Mm-hmm.
The question is that, is there some formula that if you kill one animal or one thing, then you get killed in the exact same ratio? Mm-hmm. You kill one thing, you get killed once. So in other words, if you're responsible for killing hundreds and hundreds of animals throughout your lifetime, is going to have to take birth hundreds and hundreds of times and be killed.
Mm. Yeah. For killing, you cannot kill even vegetables.
Boyd?
Mr. Boyd, his daughter is a devotee in Germany.
Oh.
In Bombay. Oh. I had the privilege of going to India a month ago and bringing her home. And I met two of
you. Were in India?
Yeah, she was at Vrindavan.
Oh.
And she's been there for about 3 months. She contacted malaria, I guess, and was not doing too well, and we got concerned, so we went down to see how she was. She was due to go back to Germany, so we brought her back here and got her back in shape, I guess, and sent her back to Germany. And while we were there, I met one of your friends, I guess, a fellow named Mr. Dubey.
Oh, Dubey.
Dubey, you know him, and Himavani, and I told him I'd see you pretty soon. I thought maybe you might be interested in seeing a few pictures. She said she was your friend, and he was a very good friend. I sent her regards to you. quite a chaplain, and that was very impressive. Very nice. It was quite startling to come up the roadway there, and things look pretty desolate, and all of a sudden here's this beautiful temple sitting here. And it was a really strange.
Yeah, Mr. Bube's pizza.
Yes. He was quite a gentleman.
Did you stay in the guest house, Richard?
No, I was here just a short time. I had to begin and come back. We were only down about 4 days. Came back, Robin was in pretty rough shape. Larry, yeah. She wasn't doing too well.
What is this picture?
That's just down the street from Mr. Dubey at the big tree.
Oh,
it's kind of like it's an Indian tree. I don't know what it is. It grows up and down both. And he had to be here in his yard, but I'm here now. That would be a highlight in there.
I'm sure it's any tree for the night.
Huh? Was that Benny and Tree going?
Good, that's
well, you see, they're not particularly in this area.
Oh, that's
cool. Yeah. Garden,
boy.
Oh, that's not what I call my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, first time I've seen this. And they indicated that the day before they walked by there and they were startled, there was an elephant standing under it.
Yeah.
First time they'd seen one, of course, it's part of the environment. All of a sudden you see when you don't realize it. I didn't realize it either. Like Indian elephants are commonplace. It's not common for me to be an Indian. I'm very impressed with the cleanliness of the country, though. People that were taken in Philadelphia, there are not what I call quality work. The best I could do in a run, you didn't sit still too long.
Is Kylie your daughter's son?
No, that little fella came from Germany.
She has not seen it? No.
No, she doesn't have children, but when the house to do it, I sent this child down for him about to take care of at school.
Oh.
And I guess the school is not ready yet. But she's taking care of him now. He's a handful, too. She came up to New Delhi with us to spend a couple nights while we were getting some passports. Straighten their own visa cleared up something. We had Baldy. I never did know his name. had a good time, buddy. It's a real pleasure having this opportunity to meet you. John has been in the movement for 2.5 years, and it's been, we've heard a lot about you and a lot about the movement, and we've kept pretty close, track of what's going on. We visit the different temples and talk to the different devotees, and they're quite impressed with the action.
We are having the difficulties of this immigration department.
Yes, if it's like India, you've got problems. We almost went to jail rather than get out of the country.
We think, according to our philosophy, everything is the property of the Supreme Lord.
Right.
And we are all sons.
Right.
So, everyone has the right to use the property of the Father. So that consciousness should be spread.
Mm-hmm.
This barrier of nationalism is against Krishna consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. While there should be, actually, everything belongs to God. Vishalasamidam sadmam. The sky, the land, the water, they are all creation of God, God's property. But we should not take more than what is allotted to us. That is real life. Otherwise, I'll practically study that there is enough land, that's like in your country, in America. There is enough land not utilized. They can be properly utilized. And if food grains are produced, there is no question of scarcity of food all over the world. Not only in America, in Africa, in Australia. That style of it. If we get nourishing food, every one of us, there is no economic problem.
Mm-hmm. How do we handle these people who don't seem to want to carry their own weight, though, Papa? The ones who don't want to work and help produce this food for them.
The trend now, that for Vedic civilization is training.
Mm-hmm.
Some section of the people, they should be very intellectual.
Mm-hmm.
Brain, just like to maintain this body, we require, first of all, the brain. If the brain is not ordered, then other parts may be there. They are also useless.
Mm-hmm.
So similarly, in the society, some intellectuals should be maintained. They are called brahmanas. And some of the brahmanas, they are sannyasis. They are simply main part. Giving good instruction, they should personally become very good and intellectual,
mm-hmm.
and they should give instruction to other people. What is the value of life? How to live? This is one section. They should be free from the anxiety of maintaining themselves. The society to treat them as children and give them all necessities, their necessities,
mm-hmm.
not their meant for living very luxuriously, no. Simple living. And then the next class, Kshatriyas, the politicians, the administrators, they are also required to give protection to the people from injury. Kshatriya, cut means injury. And Krayate, one who saves people from injury. It is Kshatriya's duty. The Kshatriya should protect all the living entities, including the animals. They are also subjects. Does the first intellectual Brahmana, then Kshatriya, then Vaishyas, their business is to produce food. The food production you can do by agriculture, krishi, and by giving protection to the cows, they do get sufficient food grains, like rice, wheat, pulses, and sufficient milk. From milk, you get sugar, butter, ghee. Then your food problem is solved. You must eat. You must eat, you must eat properly. So this first, second part, the intellectual class, the administrative class, and the productive class, these three classes must be there in the society. And those who cannot be grouped under of these three classes, this would generally help as worker. Therefore, sudras. So, the workers means, suppose you require a sitting place, the carpenter is there. Suppose you require a knife, so the blacksmith is there. You require clothing, the weaver is there. In this way, four classes come back. First class, second class, third class, all the intellectuals, the administrators, the producers, and the general workers. This is basic system of division. Brahman, this is for our living condition, and then human life, especially, meant for spiritual realization, self-realization. For that purpose, again, another form of vision. Generally, the brahmachari, student life, grihastha, married life, manaprastha, retired life, and sannyas, renounced life. So, at the end of life, one should be renounced from all other responsibilities and completely devote his life for Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. In this way, when a person dies in God consciousness, his life is perfect. This is basic condition. Eight divisions, Varna and Asa. If you simply produce Rudra, Swati class, then you cannot have any happiness. There is no effort. And nowadays, democracy. If you send some Rudras to act as Kshatriyas, they cannot do it. You have got practical experience. In Vietnam, what happened?
The American soldiers, they were simply taking intoxication, hunting after prostitutes, and running from the enemy.
And when those attacks were running off, because they are sudras, how they can fight? They are not trained as kshatriyas. Everyone is unimpressed. Let him become a soldier, but he's never fed. That is not possible. Neither these grasshopper men have a good brain to be directed to the society. The democracy means anyone can go to the government, and because he is not Kshatriya, his only business is how to get money, so long he is on the force. Just like you did not like your president, Mr. Nixon. So that is disease. If you keep the society in chaotic condition, any department, intellectual, administration, production, they are all toxicity. And there cannot be any peace in the world. So this basic scheme, Varnasram, is very important scheme. If possible, it should be introduced and taken up very seriously. That is one of the icons of Krishna consciousness movement, to re-establish the institution of Varnasram. Not by birth, but by qualification. Chanted Vandam by our system. Guna karma bhis, guna karma. By quality. In India, the Varnasram is there, but it is not organized. Because the government does not take care. The government is imitating Western way of life. There is no need of Brahmana, there is no need of Kshatriya. Simply Shudras. Everywhere, this is the position. The Shudra population. Karo Shudra Sambhava. In this case, everyone is a Shudra. So it doesn't matter, everyone is born Shudra. But he should be trained. Just like in our practical life, you see that everyone is not born a scientist or engineer or lawyer. Everyone is born innocent, child. And he is trained by the guardian. Similarly, there should be training. How to become Brahmana, how to become Kshatriya, how to become Vaishya. And the government should see that everyone, as he is trained, is working according to his quality and occupational duty. Then there is complete peace and harmony. And that is, that human society is perfect.
His question is that now the government is corrupt, so what can be immediately done?
How can you tell me? Because the democracy, you are corrupt, therefore your government is corrupt. You correct yourself, the government will be automatically correct. If you are rascal, the government will be rascal. The government means elected. So, if you are not rascal, you will not elect another rascal to take charge of the government. But because you are rascal, you will send another rascal. How can you expect good government? You do not know whom to select. And besides that, the whole population is asking, Shudra. Say anyone you elect, he by qualification is a Shudra, worker. He's not intelligent person. He's not Brahman, he's not Kshatriya. understand it, the legislative assembly or in your country is select. They should be all Brahmanas. They give advice formally because the system, although it was monarchy, even Lord Ramchandra, similar things, they are not ruling independently. They are taking advice from learned Brahmanas, sages. So, the legislative assembly should be a composition of intellectual Brahman. Then, the other administrator, the president or the minister, they should be subsidiary. In this way, a social organization is planned. Then there will be peace. Shudras are allowed to rule over, but they know. There are any enemies, but so long he is in the office, let me collect some money, that's all. And that will be the latest atmosphere. Dasudharino. Rajanna Dasudharino. All the government men will become thieves and rogues. Dasu means thieves and rogues. And the thieves and rogues get ready on the street and ask whatever you want here, how can I steal it? So this will be the position in Kali Yuga. It is happening now. You cannot have any private property. Everything you have to declare. Otherwise, it will be taken by force. So, people will be very much embarrassed to try two things. One thing is taxation, and another thing will be scarcity of food. In this way, all the people of all over the world will be embarrassed, so much so that they will leave their home, cut them off. Achinna dāra dravida vachanti jīkāra, being separated from family and property, they will take shelter in the hilly ranges or in the forest to get relief. This will be the position. Harassment. So much harassment. By nature, by God. Hare Krishna. So therefore, for complete happy society, this Krishna consciousness movement is essential. All intelligent persons, they should join this movement and reform the present social, political, religious, all field of activity in this reform. Then people will be happy. Not only happy in this life, but also next life. Unfortunately, the present education does not provide knowledge of next life. There is no such education. They are kept in darkness like cats and dogs. They do not know that there is life after death, and we get our next life according to our present activities. Sarmana Devana Srena. These things are unknown. But it is given. If I am prime minister in this life, or president, and if I am going to become a dog next life, then what is the benefit of becoming prime minister or president? And nature's law is that you get your next life according to the mentality at the time of death. So if I have acted like cats and dogs throughout whole life, naturally I shall think like cats and dogs at the time of death. The next life is cats. So I may be watching here in a statue that here is our beloved prime minister. And next time I'm barking as a dog. Then what is
very good? Well, it might depend on what kind of prime minister you were.
No, that is possible. I can become prime minister in any big man. But if I do not walk properly, and if I walk like animal, then my next life is animal. There is no consideration that you are a prime minister, why you should become a dog. Nature will act. If you infect some disease, you may be prime minister or you may be a power man. If you have infected that disease, you must suffer from it. That is nature. There is no consideration that here is Prime Minister. He has infected the malaria germ. He should not suffer. Nature's law is not right. That's like you say that in India there is malaria. So your daughter was not excused that here is a girl coming up very respectable with family. She should be excused. No excuse. You have infected malaria germ, you must have. So similarly, Taranam Guna Sangha Sadasat Joni Janu. We are associating with this time more some material nature. And according to our association, sat or sat, good birth or low class birth is there. Either as demigods in the higher planetary system or human beings in the middle planetary system or as animals or low class. There are three classes of birth. So that depends on our association with the modes of material nature, goodness, passion or ignorance. At least in human form of life, nobody should be kept in ignorance. The facility must be given. That is civilization. Every human being should have the greatest opportunity to make his life successful. And that is the consciousness movement. Every human being is open to accept the principles of his consciousness and make his life successful. Taktadi hama punarjanma naiti mameti. This is our goal. To give everyone the facility of perfection of life. Now somebody may take us and somebody may not. But the basic principle of this Krishna consciousness movement is to offer everyone the best facility.
What about in the case where you have this ideal civilization with the Brahmins instructing, but the Brahmins don't agree, just like in Bhagavad Gita, Battlefield Kurukshetra, there are many Brahmins, but they didn't agree.
that there are many Brahmins? Who said?
Well, there's... well, there was... There were great kings, right? But they didn't agree on how, who should have the kingdom. Arjuna and his relatives, there was disagreement. Great Kshatriya leaders.
Kshatriyas, they are not Brahmins. So, but there is disagreement. There is fight. The battle is the fight. That is always the present moment also. When there is disagreement between nation and nation, there is war declared. That is natural.
This affirmative white robot. This affirmative was the man who sold us his property.
Oh.
Pleasure to meet you, and Andre.
That is it.
My wife, then?
And then she had this food.
You saw it on television tonight. Did you see it?
No.
Was it Channel 4?
Yeah, Channel
4. The news has been on. It's only been at 11.
It was very good. Very good representation. Very good.
So, it is not a sectarian religious sentiment. It is in Mumbai all giving real education, knowledge to the people all over the world without any discrimination. So at least those who are intelligent Brahmanas, they should join and study this movement and try to broadcast for the good of the human society. The basic principles I have already explained.
I have a statement was made some time ago in a conversation that somebody was looking for the Gita without the Rama. Could you explain what they might be meaning by that?
Gita without the
Rama. Gita without the Rama. That's all the statement was. That's kind of an indication.
Gita without Rama.
Perhaps it's like Gita without Ramayana. But we have already said, Gita without Dharma Sya Granar Bhavati Bharata, Abhidhanam Dharma Sya Padatmanam Sya Jantha. Which also Hare Rama, Hare Krishna includes Rama.
Yeah, there is no difference between Krishna and Rama.
We do chant Rama and Krishna both.
Krishna says in the Gita, I am Rama. I am Rama.
Who made the statement?
Yeah, I don't think it was who made the statement. It was just the comment that somebody wanted the Gita without the Rama, which indicated to me that they didn't want the whole picture. Okay. They didn't want the whole fact, whatever it was, but I couldn't put the two together because Rama must have taken the Bhagavad Gita back to Germany.
There's a one-to-one translation. Jab jab hoi dharam ki hami bani asa adana jumani.
It's Ramayana means Ramcharita is not Ramayana. Ramcharita is Manas. He was devotee of Lord Ramchandra. So, as you are thinking of Lord Ramchandra, you are listening. So, you are a learned scholar, Brahmana. He must have read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. So, all his translation is there. On the basis of the Shastra, especially Bhagavad and Bhagavad Gita, you will find many parallel passages. But Gita is the summary of all Vedic Gitas. And it is spoken by the personality of Godhead. So, if we fix up our attention on the Bhagavad Gita, then you can get advantage of all other sastras.
Steve Palmer, this is Mr. Kuzowski. He's a philosophy teacher at the University of Maryland. He's very much interested in yoga and meditation. He invited us to speak earlier this year in his class. philosophy and religion.
This is Emma Holmes, who teaches philosophy at Georgia Mason University. Is also very.
We had some talk with Professor Potowski in Moscow. Recently, our representative went to Moscow for a seminar group. They are highly appreciated in the group. They are giving the nation appreciation.
In regards to the, you would say, the organization of the movement as such, I somehow am led to believe that there's no coordination between, should I say, your office in regards to the karmic world and the different temples. Are each temple, do each temple operate by itself, or each division operate by itself?
There is separate management for management, but the idea of philosophy is the same. Ultimately, I am managing, I have my 20 secretaries, they are called GDC. They are assisting me to manage. Every GBC has got a certain number of temples to supervise, and ultimately I supervise everything.
Okay.
Therefore, I come occasionally, stay for a few days to see how things are going on. I was 100 temples, big temples, very nice, they have organized, palaces and buildings, but I cannot stay anywhere.
Yeah. That's the trouble with being born. Or nobody else will.
As soon as I say, oh, it is a very nice place. The time is over, they say, please get out.
The school in Vrindavan, is this, I assume this is to be out there in the yard that they were clearing. When do you anticipate that will be built?
So we have the land. We are going to construct a nice building for the school. As soon as it is done, then we organize.
From
the very beginning of life, this Bhagavat principle should be trained. That is perfect. Brahmachari Guru Grihe Vasandhanta Guru Sitam. This is the trend of how to live at the house of the spiritual master, to be trained up how to control the senses. Dhanta. Dhanta means to practice how to control the senses. That is the difference between human being and animal. Animal cannot be trained up to control their senses. That is not possible. But a human being can be trained up to control the senses. The yoga practice is meant for controlling the senses. yoga, Indriya Samya. That is the real yoga practice. Not that I imagine in sense that with a son, I like life and I give her a yogi. This is all bogus. This is not yoga. Yoga means how to control the sense. Then I can concentrate my mind towards God-realization and self-realization. If my senses are already disturbing, it is not possible to apply my mind for self-realization. That is not possible. But therefore the yoga practice, preliminary practice, is jam niyam, controlling, niyam, and the regulatory principles. They are all described in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. There are Vedic literature also. And the ultimate end of yoga practice is to think of Krishna. That is Pratyasanandhi. Jainavaskrita Dhargatina Manasa Pasyantijan Yogina. By meditation, he is always thinking. This morning I was walking near the falls. I thought this is the best place for practicing yoga. Yoga cannot be practiced in a fashionable way in a big city, showing meditation. That is not possible. He must be free from everything. And in a secluded place alone, he should meditate upon the Supreme Lord. That is yogi. Controlling all the senses, all the disturbances and mind. That it is successful. Then I was sister to the scene of the child, but something of you.
How different is this chapter 6 different from the Patanjali Yoga Shastra and the Raj book?
I don't think there is any.
There is no need.
There is no fundamental difference. The same. The Bhagavad Gita recommends that you should select a very secluded place, in a solitary, separate place. You can make your asanas, sit down perpendicularly, don't close your eyes completely, open, and concentrate on the tip of the nose. Everything is there. And then think of me. But what Jim said is that it is not possible. He was a frank gentleman. He was not a hypocrite. He said that you are recommending all this yoga practice. It is not possible for me. I am a politician. I have to execute so many other businesses. I cannot go to the secluded place and sit down like this. So you are recommending me a yoga practice, but I say I can't. But at the present moment, they have become more than Arjuna. But also denied, they want to practice. This is another hypothesis. Arjuna was not an ordinary man. He was so exalted that he could speak with Krishna directly. And coming from a royal family and his famous as great fighter. He refused, right or not? And we are taking to yoga practice. We have become more than ordinary. This is why, he does not think himself that Arjuna, such a great personality, he thought himself to be incapable of practicing yoga. And we are making a show of yoga, paying somebody large amount of money, that's all. This is all. What was achievable by practicing yoga, that is, that was possible.
Yes.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Pleasure meeting you.
So, in the Kali Yuga, he says, so many difficulties, social, political, religious, cultural. So, in Kali Yuga, the practice of yoga is not possible. It was possible in the Satya Yuga. In the days of Dhyayato Vishnu, that is meditation. That was possible in the Satya Yuga, but in Kali Yuga, you can do that. The same achievement you can have by Hari Kirtana, by chanting the holy name of the Lord. And practically you will find these disciples, young boys and girls, they are not practicing in a secluded place the yoga system and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra and bring any yogi to the world and talk with them and see the company. So that is passion only. It has no practical value. A real is practical value. Maybe one or two is successful, but mass of people, yoga practice is not recommended. That is not possible to be exist. But if you take to this Hare Krishna movement, Hare Krishna movement, very slow. Kirtan Bhavati Dharmatma, Tattachan Dhingdashi. You see practically. Well, young boys and girls, these are given us the four principles of sinful life, and they are practicing. Amazing group. If they stick to the principles, amazing group.
According to yoga, the yogi becomes sam-dukkha-sat-kha-sat-kha-sam-lau-sat-kha-sam-khantina. Tulla-priyasvi or virastra-virindata-sanskati. Can it be achieved by people?
Yes. Everything, yes. Hidra-nāde-va-priṣṭhāsa-mukta-sanga-param-bhali. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one becomes liberated from all sinful reactions of life and he goes back to God. Mukta Sangha Param Braja. That is the result.
Can I ask one more question? In chanting, they also say later on, Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Ki Jai. We also have in Ramana, Yapau Jai Shankara Sat Rama Hoya Ikra Thirda Vishrama. Shankara's Kirtan in Sankirtan. Some people just like he was indicating some people are more inclined to worship Brahma, saying Hare Rama, Hare Rama instead of Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, both.
There is no difference.
Rama
the Mukti Sukala Nyamena Tishthan Nana Vakara Vakarat Bhuvane Supintu Krishna Sam Samabhava. Rama is avatar and Krishna is Sandhava. There is no difference.
What would you classify as demigods then?
Demigod means, just like you are me, ordinary living beings, but they are very pious. On account of the piety, they have got very good food. That's right. John Mark. It's very important to get birth in very high as conditions, to become very large as scholar, to become beautiful in bodily features. There are myself just to the three. High parentage, birth, to take birth in aristocratic family, in dying family, or very exalted royal family. This is general. And Sufi, to become very large, scholar. Dharma Paishadja, to become very rich. Dharma Paishadja, Sutta, to come in education. And three, bodily, beauty. These things are obtained on account of pious activities. And just the opposite, low class family, low born, no money, always poverty taking. No education, no bodily duty. These are the details of imperfectly. So, the demigods made, on account of their past activities, they get the situation in higher planet where the duration of life is 10,000s of years. And there, one day is called our Christmas. That's 10,000s of years. Very beautiful body, facilities. The other guy was really about the body construction of woman there. Then they were young. The test is very hard. It is tested. Yes. So, such class of woman is there. And Aishadja, Nandan Kanam. So many things. The roles are paid with pearls and gems, not these tables. In the higher plant system, there is facility for higher standard of material comfort. So they live there, work and enjoy for 10,000 of years. But it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Kine punne puna vatta lokam santi. As soon as they spend up the resultant action of pious activities, then they again drop down. And again it begins life from the grass. They fall down with rains, and then they grow as grass. Then evolution of life begins from plant life to insect life, to insect life, to parts like Dalyana Vulakhani Savarara Kuminsati Hinwayodudra Sankhata Pakshinam Dasalatthalam. Again he can make choice whether he goes to a higher planetary system and lower planetary system or back to God. Janti Devo Bhattadri Vanti Prin Janti Pichitri. To make his choice, this is an opportunity. And the instruction is there in the Bhagavad Gita. But then he wants again go to the higher planetary system. Devi God's resident, Janti Deva, Deva Pratapati. Or he wants revenge here, Bhutejya, How do you want to go down? How do you want to go back to home, Rasul? That is your slave. Make your slave. So you can do. And then you go again to this human form of life. This opportunity is there. If you want, you can go again to the high priority system, being there for so many years. And again, when your result and that's how fire activity is finished, you again come to this other class. And again, begin. This is good. The world is hard to understand how the process is going on. Therefore, people are kept in ignorance. They have dismissed the idea that there is no life after death. Mm-hmm.
Grace.
Thank you. There is no escape. They are kept in ignorance. That is the problem. This is the civilization that people are kept in dark ignorance. About the problems of the life, they do not know that struggling for the beginning of life, but they do not know what is the problem of life. Neither they have any information what are all these different planets, how they have been used, who are using them. They have no information. They are making a throw of going to the moon planet, Mars planet, useless attempt. And presenting some photograph where he's on. Very, very good.
That's a question. I understand, you might be understanding that the women cannot go back to Godhead without being reincarnated to the male?
No, that's right. Who says that?
Well, 2.5 years I've been getting this from my daughter that the women cannot be reincarnated, and it didn't make sense to me, but I've asked questions and looked through all the books as much as I could, and I didn't find any said that.
Yeah. It is. It's not said that even over, he can go back home, but you know. See how it starts to pass through the savior and keeper. There is no such thing. Anyone who is devotee of the staff, he or she will go back to home. Back to home. There is no such discrimination. Ordinarily, it is supposed that a man is less intelligent than the man. That's a fact. But that is in bodily understanding. But in the spiritual platform, either woman or man or cat or dog or granny, everyone is spirit soul. Pandita Samadarshi, one who is learned, he sees everyone on the same level of spiritual platform.
Your Grace, how can a person tell, how can a person tell what his or her duty or occupation is supposed to be?
Yes, duty is already prescribed. Sabudhanman puritajamami kansaranapada. You have read Bhagavad Gita. This is the duty. You give up all other duties. You simply take to me, surrender unto me. This is it. All other duties are temporary. And this is real duty. To surrender to God. If you think that I am giving up all other duties, my family duty, my community duty, my national duty, and so many, because we may think like that, giving up all duties, I simply become Krishna conscious. I don't do my thinking. But this dog is left here. I'm glad for a part of the Mokhoi's family, Masu's, don't worry. I can be protected. If you think that by giving up other duties, he'll be sinful, but I give you assurance that I shall give you all protection. It is clear, isn't it? But this is all you do. How to surrender to Krishna and become his perfect devotee. This is all you do.
What is
That is when you do not know what is actually duty. Because you are thinking that you are Indian, somebody is thinking he is American, somebody is thinking he is this or that. So, there the advice is try to relinquish the result of your life. Don't be attached to the result of your duty. The idea is to become detached. But because you cannot do it immediately, therefore the advice is always to remain in your so-called duty, but don't be attached to the result of your life. Then where the ashrama will go? Suppose I am a businessman and I have earned the $2 million. So, my father is a padashrama. The result is already there. What shall I do? $2 million. I can throw it in the street. What do you think?
Not to be a test.
Not at all.
Not
the thing that means have earned this $2 million and then throw it out. That is my thing. But that is also stated. Just karasi, just juhasi, just atmasi, just tapasasi, purushata madhapa. This is a funny thing. Bhavandha. Maharaj Vali, you have so great personality, you need three people. And he covers the whole universe. So that is Krishna's quality. In Mahaphala is Kodasa. Then what shall I do? In the result. Give me. That is all. He'll not immediately give it up. But Krishna has a brother, his Bhavan there. He's asking him. You are actually calling the Krishna's next question. Will you? The actual fact is that you become attached to Krishna and detached to him. But as you cannot do it immediately, this is a policy. Quality, Bhavanga. He went to bed from Mali Maharaj. So Mali Maharaj was very beneficent. He gave him, he had promised whatever he wanted. So he took everything.
In the 18th chapter, there is Soi Soi Karma.
Soi Soi Karma. A man can become perfect by doing his prescribed duty.
Yes, the fact. If you work as a Brahmin, if you are thinking yourself as a Brahmana, then you act as Brahman. You cannot act as a Sudra. As a Brahman, you cannot accept anyone's service. Then you become Sudra. You deviate from your on position. Brahman, Shatri, Vaishnav, they will never accept anyone's service. Only the Sudra. prasaddha bhagam sadham sudhrapanda swabhavati. When you leave at the Matsya Bhadas, this is called dog's business. Let's say the dog leave at the mercy of the master. It is strictly prohibited for the Brahmana. It means very difficult for this man. He can act as a Kshatriya, he can act as a Vaishya, but never accept the position of a dog as Sudra. This is the answer. The Sese Karmati, he sticks to your own business. If you claim as a Brahman, you must act as a Brahman. Then you become successful. You cannot remain a Brahman and accept the business of a dog. That is not Sese Karmati. So everything what is stated there in the Bhagavad Gita is perfect. The people at the present moment, they are living at the mercy of others. That is God's business. Therefore, this Shastra is to say, Kalam Sudra Samhava. In the Kali Yuga, everyone is a Sudra. There is no Brahmin, no Kshatri, no way. That is generally accepted. Because at present our education means to get some service. What is the hell of that education? If you become dependent on others, then what is the hell of this education? Therefore, fellow sutras, everyone is sutra. But this is the consciousness movement. Say, see, I was trying to pass sutra, never mind. Even if you are sutra, take to this consciousness, you will be perfect. Either you become a woman or sutra or bhajra, it doesn't matter. Or any other pahusam. Mahi Pasapa Pasi, so give me some Pahuja. Devi Amsa. So this is the most clever moment, that it doesn't matter what you are, if you take to this Pratapasa, then you become perfect. Sagunam Samachitayetan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpa. Is in the Brahma platform. Above all these different modes of materialism, these Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, these are differences on the material platform. But when you come to the spiritual platform, there is no such difference. Pandita Samadas. So, they are trying to bring everyone to that spiritual birth. Therefore they cannot understand. They reason everything from materialistic point of view. They have no idea of spiritual life. Therefore they misunderstand. But if we read thoroughly Bhagavad Gita, then everything is clear. Sese Karmani, meaning he must act according to his position. If he claims to become a Brahmin, he must act as Brahmin. Guna Karma, if he actually has the Brahmin's qualification, he must act as a Brahmin. And that's what it is. You just claim that I am a Brahmin. That is not accepted.
Sri Baba, the Karmi is thinking that service to humanity is a real high platform because
yes, this is the best service to humanity. to raise them from gross ignorance of animal life. This is the best thing. People are in gross ignorance of animal life. And Krishna consciousness for man stand to raise him from that animal life to spiritual life. That is the best thing.
We're talking about, is Krishna right here in the room?
Yes. Don't you see Krishna?
Yeah. Yeah. We're not looking at the picture. Is Krishna right here?
You look or not look, he's there. If you have got some eye disease, you cannot see. But he's there.
Ishwar Sarvabhutanam.
With this, he's within your heart. He's within atom. Anda antaraskam paramanusya antaraskam. But you have no eyes to see. And as Krishna is everywhere. Therefore, those who are on the first-class platform of devotion and service, they see everywhere Krishna. Havar jangam jake nagake tar murti sabvatra skurai ta ishta de murti. He is saying to the tree, but he is not saying the tree. He is saying Krishna. That is the difference. Avar jangla rakhe, na rakhe tarni. Tadvatasura. He sees this tree, how it is Krishna's energy, how it is acting. He studies all things as he studied in the Bhagavad Gita. Premandana Srita Bhakti Vilochanena Santat Sadaiva Hridaye Srivilochanena Sadaiva. On account of his love, there is a very common sense. If you love somebody, wherever you are, you are saying, your lover, and I shall make him, whatever you think. That was the gopi's business. The star was on the pasture. Down and gopis are crying at home that Krishna's coat is so soft and he is walking in the feet barefooted. How many his friends greeting him? These are singing thinking just that. Please. That is perfect, Krishna. Satatans, three times Sama. Jatan Pasya Dhyatan.
The Prabhupada, as you said in your book so many times, that somehow or other we have fallen into this material world due to our enviousness, our independence.
Many of them, many of them.
I can't seem to get a grasp on this at all. And that if we, in our original constitutional position, is part and parcel of Krishna, and in that position, that original position of full knowledge and full bliss, and our being our eternal nature, and I now have some experience in how strong this material energy is and how Maya works somewhat, but if I had known this and I had this full knowledge, then I would have had this knowledge of how mine works and how I might fall.
You live the life of Jaiva. You are not a fool. You are not. They are Krishna's doorkeeper as a prisoner. Did you read it? Did you read the life of Hiranyakashipu? You are not. They are from Vaikuntha. They are Krishna's personal associate. Keeping the doorkeeper as a pleasure.
And they fall down.
What is the family of Mary Cassidy?
Anyway, there is chance of falling down at any moment.
Well, in his family, they wanted to enjoy the material world.
Whatever it may be, the fall down is there. So, because we are living entity, we are not as powerful as Krishna. Therefore, we may fall down from Vaikuntha at any moment. Ichha desha samasthena sarge jansi param and our nature.
Ichha desha samasthena. Icha dvesha samutthena dvandva mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sarge yanti parantapa. O Sena Bharata Arjuna, O conqueror of the foe, all living entities are born into delusion, overcome by the dualities of desire and hate. Support. The real constitutional position of the living entity is that of subordination to the Supreme Lord, who is pure knowledge. When one is deluded into separation from this pure knowledge, he becomes controlled by illusory energy and cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The illusory energy is manifested in the duality of desire and hate. Due to desire and hate, the ignorant person wants to become one with the Supreme Lord and envies Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pure devotees who are not so deluded or contaminated by desire and hate can understand that Lord Sri Krishna appears by his internal potencies, but those who are deluded by duality and nescience think that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is created by material energies. This is their misfortune. Such deluded persons symptomatically dwell in dualities of dishonor and honor, misery and happiness, woman and man, good and bad, pleasure and pain, etc., thinking, this is my wife, this is my house, I am the master of this house, I am the husband of this wife. These are the dualities of delusion. Those who are so deluded by duality are completely foolish and cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
So, even in the Vaikuntha, if I desire, then why shall I start Krishna? Why not become Krishna? Immediately, Parla. That is natural. A servant is serving the master. Sometimes in a thing that is, I could become the master. They are thinking like that. They are trying to become God. That is delusion. He cannot become God. That is not possible. But he is wrongly thinking.
Why doesn't Krishna protect us from that desire?
He is protecting, he says. The new rascal don't desire, tell them to be, but you are rascal, you do not do this.
Why does he save me from thinking like that?
Well, that means he lose your independence.
And no love.
That is false. Go away there, pray. The Bengali is dead. If you catch one, God has bought. He loved it, he loved it. He loved it. You love me, I'm going to kill you. That's love. The Krishna does not want to become a lover like that. On the point of view, you love me, otherwise I shall kill you. That is not love. That is straight. Love is reciprocal, voluntary. Good extent of feeling, then there is love. Not by force, that is rare. Then, why one is called love and another is called rape?
But isn't it by force anyway? And if we don't love Krishna, we suffer.
That is your reason. You suffer.
Well, then
it's a fact. It's not force. He says, yeah, you love me, you'll be happy. If you don't love, you suffer. But that is your reason.
So what is the choice?
Choice is yours. If you are happy, you don't make the choice. The best choice. You suffer. The rascal, they suffer. An intelligent man, they do not suffer. If you are intelligent, then you still say that you surrender not to me, you surrender, then you are intelligent. If you are rascal, then you reject and you suffer. When a father says to his rascal son, my dear son, he just hear me, do like this, he will be happy. If he does not do, he is over. There is no other alternative.
But God's material world made on the level of a jailhouse.
Uh-huh.
It's made on the level of a jailhouse. I've been told the attitude of a jail instead of the attitude.
Yeah, because there will be so many criminals. Government government has to construct a jailhouse. It is government's not desire. It is expensive, unnecessary. But because there are rascals who will become criminals, the government has jailhouse. So, one who wants to remain independent of Krishna, for them is material, but all right, is material.
We also say that Krishna is fulfilling the desires of any living entity.
Yes.
So if we want to enjoy independent of Krishna, why doesn't he let us really enjoy independent of him?
That is not possible. That is Maya, this part. You are not India, you are Sarva. Because you are willing to become India, you Sarva, that's all. You're not in there.
Then he's not fulfilling the desire.
Huh?
Then he has.
No, he wanted to enjoy. Enjoy actually is sometimes he becomes the king of. Then sometimes he becomes the giant of whom to
enjoy your risk.
Yes.
That's
any fair.
Instead of under his protection, you enjoy your risk.
Therefore, he advises that can you give up all this enjoying spirit? You just surrender to me, you'll be happy. But you don't accept it. Therefore, sometimes you are in the heavenly kingdom, sometimes you are warm in the school. That is going on. That is your risk. Is that Bhagavan says, oh, no, Papa. Jagdash is to Sino Sankar Lopayam Karmavandhara. Jagdash is to Sino Sankar Machanti Sakuti Vaisi. Bhagavan says, oh, no, Papa. Deepa Chanti, Atma Tara.
Yagyasa Karmino Anyatra. Loko Yang Karma Bandana Tadartam Karma Kanteya Mukta Sangha Samarsana. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise work binds one to this material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction, and in that way you will remain always unattached and free from bondage.
I think they are in time.
Bhukti Tena Evasa?
No. Jagdash is
for. Oh. Bhunjate Te Tvagam Papa? Yagya Shrishta Ashina Shanto Muchyante Sarvakil Vishai Bhunjate Te Tvagam Papa Epa Chantyatma Karana The devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which is offered first for sacrifice. Others who prepare food for personal sense enjoyment verily eat only sin.
Therefore, in the Vedic literature, even those who are meat eaters, they are advised to sacrifice an animal before the deity goddess Kali. Not purchase from the crater. But there is a kind of yoga. Pasumedh yoga. That is for low class man. But still, because he's performing the yoga, he is less sinful.
Before I asked about a man not knowing what his duty was, and you spoke of the highest duty of using up false Krishna and becoming detached from the physical reaction. But suppose the question is, you know, what should I become? A shopkeeper, a teacher, a carpenter?
Well, anybody can. He can surrender yourself to Krishna. Sakarvana samam bhaja.
But it sounds like, and it doesn't matter what I do, as long as I dedicate my actions
to Krishna. That's why you have spiritual master to guide you.
Why can't I know myself?
That is not possible.
And intuition doesn't help.
The intuition is wrong. It is a practice. It's three things I should state, is intuition say. It's practice to say that intuition says in say. That is not right. Intuition means a thing which you practice. You are accustomed.
Mm-hmm. How does a man find out what his duty is?
His duty is, Shastra is there, Bhagavad Gita is there, the Bible is there. Follow?
Whether a man should be a shopkeeper, or a teacher, or a carpenter, the Bible won't tell me that. And the Bhagavad Gita won't.
Bhagavad Gita is there. The four divisions of human society, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So each one's duty is prescribed. Brahman's duty, Kshatriya's duty, Vaishya's duty, Shudra's duty, Brahmachari's duty, everything is there.
But then you said before, if I think I'm Brahmachari, then I should be a Brahmachari.
Yes, you act as a Brahmachari. You are Brahmachari, what? You are successful.
But how do I know that I am taking part?
That's what I say, it's in medicine, in the Shastra. Brahmachari Guru Tule Vasandanta Guru Ritam. If you want to be a lawyer, you must know the law. Without knowing the law, how you become a lawyer? Without knowing the engineering art, how you become an engineer? So either you become a Brahmachari, Grihastha, or Manaprastha, or Sandhasi, or anything. You must know what you are meant for. Without knowing how you can become Brahmachari.
I must know what I meant for.
Yes.
But that's what my question is, how does one know?
Then you have to go to the Tadri Dana Kunsa Guru Mayu Avivache. It's like we are discussing Sanatana Goswami. Let's go on to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, sir, you have brought me from the entanglement of family life. Now tell me what is my duty. That discussion is going on. So you should approach Guru and get instruction from him what is up there. If you want to act as a Brahmachari, he'll give you direction to do this. If you want to act as a Grihastha, he'll give you direction to do like this. That is what the Guru, the parents, the environment, they should guide.
But it says that if I follow another person's occupation, even if I do it better than my own occupation, that it's not as good as following what I ought to do.
But I'm fit for that occupation, has to be limited. Rest your time.
Right.
Yeah.
since I don't want
to. If you are wrong, you are fit for becoming a carpenter. Why should you be treated very better? Be a smart carpenter and start to straw to the result of carpentry. That is perfect. Samsiddhi Harikosana. Atapam vidyasreshta bandhasava vivharata. Sadhusita saparvasa. Saparvasa. Samsiddhi Harikosana. Suppose you are a carpenter. You want something. So, out of that you are in that. You offer something to Krishna. If you are even a poor man, you can bring some fruit or flower to Krishna. Krishna, a poor man, I can give him anything more. That secures this fruit and flower. Kindly accept. Krishna says, yes. Patram dasram phalam toyam, jodhi bhakta apujitsu, tada halvatra. From where is the dividend? Saparvana samabha. You remain a carpenter. But you want Sri Krishna. That is not very difficult job. Patram pushpam phalam toyam.
But here in this country we have places.
In this country or that country, there is no such distinction. Patram pushpam phalam toyam, any country can get.
I suppose the person.
You cannot say in America there is no patram pushpam phalam toyam. In India only. No. Everybody. Therefore this general question can be there. In Krishna Dasa say Gangajana. Because Ganga is to say Gangajana, where the land is available in India. He says Toyam, any jar, anyone. Because any water, as soon as touches the lotus feet of Krishna, it becomes Ganga. Why Ganga is so adored at all? Because it is coming from the soul of Krishna. So any water touching Krishna's soul, that becomes Ganga.
You talk about if we're born each with a qualification. Mm-hmm. How is this qualification developed in our early years?
So there's no Krishna developing any particular in whatever qualification you are. If we agree to surrender to Krishna, that is the best quality. It doesn't matter what material qualification you have. It doesn't matter. You simply acquire this qualification that from this day I fully surrender to Krishna. That everyone can do. Is there any difficulty? Simply, he must agree this quality. That depends on him, agree or not agree. If you agree, then you become Kalpa. If you don't agree, you remain this one. So that is intelligence. Bhavanam, Janvanam, Janavarnam, Prabhupada. After many, many births of struggle, when he is fully in knowledge, he surrenders to this. Bhavanam, Janvanam, Gyanavan. That's the foolish, foolish person cannot. But Vasudeva was having a Samaha Mahatma. You can become immediately Mahatma. By surrendering to Krishna. That is interesting. Krishna was told many, many work to become a Mahatma. Let me surrender to him, he is gentle. Mahatma Rasumam Prasa Devi Kadiki Mahasita Vajanti Ananda Chantari Vigama. It is not Vajjimja. He can become Mahatma immediately. Isn't it second? The disease is that he is not angry to this. But that is the dangerous thing.
When you say surrender, means surrender approach of the action?
No, surrender your life. That includes surrender approach and everything. standing in that.
Surrender to use this money for the Tapram Pushpamplam to him, coming to Vadi Kaya in operation.
Yes. When I do not surrender, when you keep yourself in your proper duty, that's the condition. But when you fully surrender, there is no more problem. Everything is worth it. But because you do not surrender, therefore it is recommended that you do your panel like this. But as soon as you surrender, you are above karma. Tagunaram samutistalita, Brahma Bhuya, you are Brahma Bhuya. Brahma Bhuta prasanna, that's all the same. So now you do not surrender. He is linking your activity with this Krishna. You do like this. Then one day you will be able to surrender. Just like Guru Maharaj, he wanted the kingdom better than his father, grandfather. So he had to undergo so much severe austerity. He got Krishna. But when he got Krishna, he said, Sarin Sita told him, but I don't want anybody this. But this position, he can attain any moment. My Lord, I surrender to you. I don't want anything from you. Try to give me shelter. This is the result of greatest compassion. And Krishna gives you protection. Don't say, Apajayani, Namayva, Papranatha. But that is the high perfection of life, to surrender to God. Without any reservation, then there is it.
Comrade, even if a person is not willing, even if a person is not willing to hear spiritual knowledge, when you come and speak, a person, you know, can develop some faith in Krishna, or God. So why doesn't Krishna come and make it easy?
Krishna has already come. When I'm speaking, Krishna is there. But we have no eyes to see.
Alright, but we don't have any... Someone may not have eyes to see who you are. They might be willing, but when you come...
Krishna and Krishna's word are not different. If you find it different, then you have no eyes to see. Krishna is absolute. When I call Krishna's word, that means Krishna.
But everyone sees it as different.
Because he's arrested. He has to become a sane man.
So why does
then he see? It's a quest of the sun. It's not so easy. Why then it's not how there? Why do you want such exalted thing for you? Krishna and Krishna's words, they are the same. Matya, matya. The same thing. Why you are chanting Hari? It's Krishna's name and Krishna is not the same. When you use always think that. Ramachintamani Krishna. Chaitanya Rasavidya. Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta. Avinyatyanamana. This is the realization of chanting Hare Krishna. When you understand that Ramachintamani Krishna, this name Krishna, is Krishna. That is the perfection of chanting. Ramachintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasavidya, full dispensation of full Krishna, Purva Sudha Nitya Mukta. I mean, the Dada. Krishna is not anything. It's like we're worshipping Krishna. If we think this is a statue of Krishna, it's different from Krishna, then you're not worshipping Tapan. He's Krishna. Atre Vishnu Shilati Guru Suru Narmati, these are in the scripture. And anyway, we may be in perfect state of devotional service, but if we follow the instruction, then gradually come to the perfectional state. There is no hopelessness. Continue. It is not that immediately one becomes perfect. But if you continue the process, then you become perfect.
See, Prabhupada, I was 27 years old. I learned about God through Jesus. I was 27. For 35 years, I thought I had a relation with my number, and through your knowledge that you're writing, I'm a servant of the government right now. And will it take more love of Krishna for me to be a devotee, or what?
No, you can't become a devotee even if you're a government servant. It does not come.
So I can hear, and I can chant, I can say, and I can serve, and I can do all those, and still...
You become a devotee. That any material condition does not hamper your devotional life. If any condition of life, you remain a devotee of Krishna, that is success.
Must the initiation be there, Shri?
Initiation must be there. Otherwise, how you die? But it is not necessary. But if you can, 10% and yes, in Krishna, that is better. Just like Sanatana Goswami, who has ministered. So he resigned and became 10% servitor of Caitanya. But if it is not possible, it does not happen.
But I can retire in 20 days, and if that is possible, then I can make one more good step.
Oh, yes. The 20 days you are going with might mean compulsory retirement.
Compulsory retirement?
No. I can retire or not retire. I can work until 8 more years as a servant of the government.
Do you think you could explain to me about the deities and how it's different from idol worship, because no one is able to explain that to my understanding.
Idol means your imagining.
I don't mean...
A deity does not imagine. It is installed by the authorized person, and it is worked upon the authorized method. It is not idol. Idol is when you imagine something, and you... some doll and idol and do your own. That is idol.
He's saying, but it's manufactured, it's made, graven.
That doesn't matter. But it is made according to the Vedic principle. I don't know, that's right. In the Vedas, Krishna's form is described. Venam tannantam aravindra dalaya bhasam. Krishna is playing on his flute, Venum Kandam. His eyes are like petals of the lotus flower. So, if you follow this description, then it is coming from the Vedic literature or Vedic knowledge. It is not that an artistic way of imagining some idol. Your eyes are like this and he must play a group. It is not that.
That's because it came from the scriptures instead of from this.
Yeah, but it's authorized. When you take anything from the statue book, that is law. And if you manufacture something, that is not law. Just like I give you a very good example. Just like in your front of your house, there is U.S. letterbox. So, another map, he sees that the box is in front of his house. Why should I go so far? Let me manufacture a box here. So, the first thing, after 6 months, you will see all the letters again. The one who is posting that authorized mark, his letter is going to thousands and thousands by itself. So you cannot imitate. If you imitate U.S. letter mark in front of your house and post your letter, it will never go. It will never go.
I don't understand how it can be all right for a person to lie, even if he is a shopkeeper or a diplomat.
And if you cannot do business without speaking lies, you have to do it. What can be done?
You can't do business without speaking lies.
Yes. That is recommended in the world of this. How is that? So do some of it up today. In your profession, is infected with so many faults. Don't give it. Don't give it up. He is giving the example where fire is so nice, purified, it's still very small. Then the material world, whatever you do, there will be some fault. If you want faultless action, that is not possible. Therefore, you cannot give up your occupational duty, even there are some faults. So there is some nothing else to do.
Sriyam Svadharmogi Guna Padadharmat Svanushkita Svabhava Niyasam Karma Kurvanat Noti Kildisam. That it is better to engage in one's own occupation even though one may perform it imperfectly.
Sadosham
api na tyaja. Next.
What is it?
Sahajam karma kalteya.
Sahajam kudutam matra. You are a carpenter, do it. Don't try to become a goldsmith. Because you cannot do that. Remain a carpenter.
Sadosam api na tyaje. Sarvaram ha hi doshena. Bhumena asmir ivavrita.
When anything you do, there is some fault. Any fire, there is smoke. Better in a particular type of occupation in which you are expert, do that. But with the other,
he's saying also that having come to the material world, I have forgotten the words. It cannot be without action.
Yeah.
He says to him, that without
material world means you must act, then you can live. Otherwise, you will die.
And also, since every action has some faults, you will be always doing some faults.
Yeah. So in this breakup part, you must say.
There are two choices, either to surrender to God,
surrender to God, there is no fault. That is the past, faultless aspect. And so I do not surrender. Anything you do, there is fault. Anything you eat, there is better. The God sisters, you know, Santa Muchanti Sadhu Tunase. Gunjan Tesi Aham Papam Devachanti Apakarana. It means who prepared vegetable, not me. It's very sinful. It is not that those that meat eat are generally sinful and you are eating vegetable. You are not sinful. No. Anything you cook for yourself, without being offered to you, deity or Krishna, listen. Gundante se aghang paapam, de pachyanti aapam. Now, pachyanti, you may do whatever you like to eat, but if it is not prasadam, then you are sinful. It is not the question, sometimes in this text, the vegetable is good, meat is not good. Maybe comparative. But either vegetable or meat, if you simply cook it for your tongue satisfaction, then it is simple. And if you offer to Krishna, maybe, only little patram kushpam palam priyam, not very gorgeous, perishable dishes. And if you eat that, then bhunjam te se. Then gasistas in osam tarmusam te sarvati. He becomes free from all sinfulness. And there is sin in cutting the throat of an animal. Similarly, there is sin in destroying a vegetable. Maybe more or less sinful. But it is sinful.
You can even offer a drink of water to Krishna before we drink it.
Yes. We can think of Krishna and he's dead. When you drink water, maybe what? Drink water for some test, nice test, to quench your thirst. But that test is Krishna. Krishna says, Rasoham Apsupanti. Apsu does not mean only water. Suppose you are drinking. So you are getting some pleasure by the test of the drinking. And if you think that this test is Krishna, then gradually you give up this drinking. Because you will be purified by thinking of Krishna. So somehow or other, think of Krishna in your life effectively. Jena tena prakarena, mana Krishna nivesaya. So the process is in. You can think of Krishna 24 hours if you practice. Who can avoid drinking water? At least twice, thrice you drink water. And if you think, the test is Krishna. Prakarena sasusudya. Who can avoid? Take the sunshine and moonshine. So as soon as you see the sunshine and the moonshine, if you think, here is Krishna, the sunshine is Krishna. So this thinking of Krishna, yogina mukhita, 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 he's first class yogi. His other teaching of Krishna, and then his state of life. That is perfect. He does not see anything except Krishna. And the process is there. If he adopts, he can think of Krishna. Prasatam kirtan, sambhav, jatan, prasya, dhirabhya. It is not difficult. Simply, this was practice. Saptakhe, paurusam, nishu, pradish, sound, in the sky. That is a lavender. That the sound in the sky, because I am the sound. But you can think of Krishna as soon as they come. Not only this sound, but the aeroplane goes. That is how Krishna. And he practices. He doesn't require much learning, much education. Simply take the words of Krishna, and he becomes the vast planet person. Krishna is giving all instructions. And actually that is Krishna. You cannot create yourself. It is Krishna's management that there is sound while the cloud is rolling by air.
In the Western world, we're so caught up in sense enjoyment.
We do not sleep away from our sleep. We sleep for our world. But we are sleeping, that is for our world.
Right.
For Western Western, there is no such thing in the teachings of Krishna. We never say that it is meant for the Eastern or Western. He says, Sarvodhyam is the quality. Amma Mati, for everyone.
Your Grace, how is it that the devotees who run the great temple in of Jagannatha refuse to allow foreigners and certain low-caste people when this was a favorite place of Lord Chaitanya, who, like you say, advocated to him? Every time.
Jagannatha Puri.
Are these administrators fallen?
He's asking, why can't your disciples from the West in particular, or low-class particular people, like Mohammedans, as traditional, they're not allowed into the Jagannath Puri temple?
That is their part. They should not have that. That is their, what is called, sectarian prejudice.
Was that the policy when Bhaktivinoda Thakura ran the temple? I understand that he at one time was the main administrator.
Don't take simply Jagannath temple. There are many other temples. They allow. It is a particular management body. They do not allow. But that is not the sanction of the shastra. That is not the same. Suppose in your private house you make some private law. That is your business. But actually, temple is open for everyone. That is stated, Bhamsi Pasu Bhapasi Tu Jepisu Pahuji. Even one is born of low, great family. You can accept. That is shastra. And there are others who do not follow. They have their own imagination. That is correct. Krishna never said that only the Brahmin, the Indian, or Hindus, and etc. It's relevant. All he passed of the past is the treaty. Whatever he made. There is no distinction. That's why Ganges was. Anyone can say that. It is not that only a particular person, a particular community can take bath. Anyone can. And you can feel that. There is an example. Nahi harate josha chandra chandra alavishma. When there is more light, there is not discrimination that here is a bhangi house, chandra house, there should be no moonshine. Moonshine is open. In the palace of the king or in the house of chandra. Nahi harate josha chandra chandra alavishma. Krishna's mercy is for everyone. It is not restricted to a certain community or class or people. No. Anyone can take advantage of Krishna consciousness. And that is practically what there is. And that's for in India. So, they say that I am killing Hinduism. The Mayavadi, the Bhaktivedanta Swami, Hindu Dharma master. This is the...
That is not true.
But they are saying that. It's for Patriji and others. They are against it.
Murmate.
Huh?
Murmate.
But they are big candidates. Here also, his friends are not very happy. And there are Hindus and Catholics, that's how it goes. I can't say here not to be happy. This is my view. Neither in my sense. Not India, not America, not Europe, not any place. So not a good brother.
Sarva
Bhutana. Oh, I have to have a brand. No, what? It's an old name. I was living in Bhutan, like in the land of Yaku, get out. At the age of 17 years, nobody goes out of home. But this last one is get out and go. And on that, I got the best temple in Vrindavan. I cannot leave there. But the fighting soldier is honored by the God. In which it dies, he will become like by the one. Here is the soldier, let down his life by fighting. So he prepared that life. It's a bad fighting, his mind.
Yeah.
There you go.
his head in trust, so that it's better to go and find salvation for others than to find salvation for yourself.
Why would he try to empower others? He's already saved. Okay. I didn't send this in for others. So he hasn't got to seek for
others. All these devotees are finding salvation for others.
Yes, that means they're already in the platform of service.
And so then you are looking for the salvation
of others. So fully corrupt, that is in their term. Their first number, you become perfect. Then try to let others perform. So anyone who is actually trying to do perfection for others, he is already perfect.
If devotees are working for the salvation for everyone,
he is already perfect. Sagunam samatit sayitan brahma bhuyayadam. See, the one who is trying for others' salvation, that is a devotee's business. Ordinary man cannot do it. Because he is doing that, it is to be understood that he is already on the platform. Because salvation means to remain in his own position. Mukti hitya annatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. Sarup is to serve God. So if one is serving on behalf of God, then he is in sarupa, mukti. Avatha acting for his own benefit. But the devotee is acting for others' benefit. Therefore, he is already on the platform of the belief.
Srila Vaishnava had resigned my membership with a Christian organization. I did. Could I serve Krishna's gifts as well, and also to a Christian, I don't see how I could.
No, we don't say like that.
Oh.
Christian, actually one is Christian, he's a good and good stuff. Christian means he recognizes God is great. So we are accept God is great. What is the difference? God is great in all circumstances. If anyone accepts God is there, then it's perfect.
That's what the church board says to me, says, you believe in Krishna, we believe in God, why do you go? Why do you, what's superior?
No.
I feel that your knowledge is superior.
Sometimes we Indians come to Western countries for better education. The university in India, Europe, it is said that why does it go after Indian university education and foreign university? Why does it go? Why does it go? That's it. God is there. The dictionary is there. Sometimes copy dictionary. And sometimes big national encyclopedia. The Christian, they have no idea what is God. They believe in God, but if you ask them, what is God? He is God. They cannot say. But we can say. That is it. See, if you want more knowledge about God, then you must come to see.
That's how I believe.
Yeah.
Is it not as good to serve God as a Christian? Is it not as good to serve God as a Christian in a church?
That I've already explained. That you serve God in any position. But if you want to know about God more, then you have to come here. Now ask any Christian, what is God? Who is God? What is his form? What is he? Can he answer? What is he? It's God, God is great. How great He is. Who is that God? They cannot know. to some extent it is all right. But if you want to know full extent, then you have come to be. Two plus two is equal to four is mathematics. But if you want to know higher mathematics, you have to go to some higher college. Two plus two is also mathematics. Is it not? And you are not 2 plus 2 equal to 4. So when you go to higher university, the 2 plus 2 does not change. But you know what I want. Because one has gone to higher university, the previous education 2 plus 2 has changed. It is not there. But as a Christian, you understand. God is there, 2 plus 2. But how he is there, that you have to learn is the beta. That is real education. Because you do not know how he is there, therefore you do so many sinful activities. And that is how it is possible to maintain collateral. Christian doctrine says thou shalt not kill. But he does not understand. Therefore his business has become to kill us. This is the defect. Why you are disobeying the order of Christ, thou shalt not kill? Because you do not understand it properly.
When we don't eat meat, and we didn't know why we didn't. But now I know why. Because the animal is a living entity.
Oh, no, God says, everyone is my son.
But in the Bible, they don't accept that the animals and certain living entities are eternal or are going to go back to God.
He may believe, but he may believe something blindly, come to philosophy, come to science. Because he believes something, it is a fact.
But they base their belief on their scripture.
What is that?
The Bible.
No, what is that belief?
Can you explain that there are certain people. They'll be resurrected from the dead at the time of, you know, the coming of the Lord, and others will not, or something, and then...
Well, from my knowledge, I never knew that anyone but the human being would be resurrected. Now, that's the point where the animals will be resurrected. I didn't know that.
Anyone?
I never know that.
So what is that?
They think the transmigration only applies to human beings.
They don't.
No, in fact, they don't even accept transmigration. They think that you've just got one life to live.
That's right. Well, that's my belief, whatever you want. The Darwin theory evolution, it is like that. That's my belief. The living soul is changing body. That's a fact. We can experience in our own life the child is changing body to body. The body is changing his body to use it. So that is a fact. The living entity is there within the body and the body is changed. So this simple truth they cannot understand. When a child grows up to become a boy, so, what is the change? The change is body. But everyone knows, the same child has become boy. Is it not? What do you think?
Well, when you leave this planet, you go to sleep.
No, that is another thing. A study that a child is grown to become a boy. He has changed his body. But does it mean the living entity who was in the child's body is different from the living entity within the world?
No difference.
That was the fact. That the living entity is eternal, but the body is changed. So that is difficult to understand.
Well, they can understand it, but the scripture doesn't accept reincarnation. Therefore,
that person should give up your Philadelphia time. Because my scripture does not allow me to become educated, I shall remain a fool. What is it?
Because a beautiful example is where a caterpillar will be, a cocoon will form over a caterpillar, and when the cocoon breaks, it's a butterfly.
That's how that
can happen. And then the living energy changed body.
Yes. It is common sense. I think they cannot understand this common sense out there. And how they are educated.
Last one to Jirnan Nathalia.
Yes. Common sense. And your practical experience. Where the child has grown to become a young man, the mother does not cry. Oh, my child is gone. My child. You know. There is. Simply he has changed his body. So this is a fact that we are changing body, but we are eternal. This is a conclusion. Kathade antara prati hiyas tattana hiyas. So unless one is properly educated, where is it? Talk of advancing. So this is the beginning of spiritual education. To understand that the living entity is eternal and the body is changed. But then next question will be that if the body is changing, then this body will change. So after my death, what kind of body am I going to accept? And that is education. That is education. And if I remain blind, I do not care. And next life I become a dog, then what is the value of my present education? In spite of all education, next life I am going to become a dog, a tree. Then what is the value of my education? That education is not throughout the whole world. But I fear the end. Throughout the whole world, find out any institution or university where this education is. No. Simply big talk. And you talk something nonsense and get laureate, Nobel laureate. That's all. It is going. Somebody is talking nonsense that life is produced from matter, from chemicals. And if we challenge our life, combine some matter in egg form and bring life, that rascal will say, no, it will take millions of years. And if the bird is giving life in 5 days, why you are taking Dr. Tan? Give the chicken Dr. Tan. That answer is simply bluffing with you. This is going on in the name of education. Can anyone produce life by combination of chemicals? At least that's considered by science. The challenge, the life, not very big thing. You can see there is some white substance and yellow substance, and you are very big scientists to find out what are the chemicals, and combine it, and put it under the leg of the chicken, or in the computer, and bring life. And that's why you are talking nonsense. And teaching people. But when the teaching improves, people have become godless. Everything is science. And the science is this, sitting. The light can be produced by chemistry.
The problem is the definition of life. It has not yet been defined. And the definition of life accepted by them is not the real definition of life.
The definition of life, they have been resistant. If you want to come to kill me, I resist. That is life. Everyone knows it. That is right. If you want to practice terror, it is not right. But if you want to kill me, I will resist. Are you right? Where is the difference?
No, the way we understand, there is no difficulty. The way scientists understand,
what is their definition? What do they say?
Life is, they say the question of what is life, you know, to inquire.
Oh, that is the 50 hours I have done. You remain fool. So long you remain a rascal, it is right. This is that.
That is an unscientific question.
And because you cannot answer it, go back to the night. But in Bengali, if one is dumb, he has no enemy. But he cannot speak anything. Tavatsa sovati murkha, javat kinti navasa. Murkha tavita sova, jab tak kuch bolta hai. So murkha, you remain murkha, then that is fine.
Kabira has said, Koti parpa jagmua pandat bhayana kohar, ek hakar brahma ka bhaiz pandat ho.
So, if, don't ask for advice. Eh? That is scientific. Do you think it is all right?
No, as a scientist, I don't believe that.
This is going on.
There's a lot of...
They cannot do anything. Eh? And you see, they're drawing a high salary. And especially when they say the life is made of chemical and they cannot explain it and prove it. How blessing. We say simple things that don't talk of big life. And it gets produced from the air. Because you require so many chickens to cut your throat. So produce it from chemical. Why they do not do it? Is anyone to answer this? If life is chemical combination, you see in the egg, there is some egg substance, white substance, some yellow substance. So you analyze and find out what are the chemicals and combine it and color it yellow and pack up in the cellular power. Big life. Why you cannot do it? Well, this time. Simply talking with big words. How do you think? Am I right or not?
Well, I think.
Yes.
Well, very difficult at this particular time. It hasn't been done yet. It's been plain, as you say. And yet we as individuals request them to do that for some reason.
That's a good one. What is the use? What is the use of your big with talking?
He's thinking that sometime they'll do it in the future.
None of that. Therefore, he should not become scientist. This chicken is doing food in 5 days. So can't tell your doctor a glorious who kills chicken. They are teaching others. Keep the cat to the chicken.
If and when Krishna wants a scientist to come up with the answer, then it's wrong.
only when they don't have the answer.
Hmm?
When Krishna wants them to have the answer.
He's trying to already give to the Sita. He's so unfortunate. He's not giving him the intelligence. He's so unfortunate. But the fortunate chicken has already got the intelligence. That means the chicken is fortunate than this so-called scientist. That is our purpose. He's so unfortunate that he doesn't get the fortune of the chicken. Mura nadi anati mami va paramabha. He's a mura, that thing. That's all. He's claiming something which is impossible. That is mura. If somebody, it's a child, sometimes child is nature. Mother, give me that moon. Is it possible? Mother can give the moon to the child? Mother teaches him. He gives him a mirror. Is he getting a mirror? Moon, yeah. But is that moon? The child may be satisfied with this glass of milk, but one is saying that his father will not be satisfied. It is impossible. We give this challenge to any scientist that you are unnecessarily, uselessly working to produce life from cancer. That is our challenge.
We cannot be so far.
Human nature is
a very successful.
That's all right.
This is one way of studying. But when you have studied the chemicals, combine them and bring a human life. Science means observation and experiment. Simply observing, analyzing, that it is a combination, that is not perfect science. This is theory. When you practically bring into action, that is called practical, what do you call
it? Application?
Theoretical and practical. So theoretical knowledge is no, perfect. When you bring it in practical action, then it is not. And the scientific laboratories, they do not simply theorize. They taste it in the laboratory. That is all. If you cannot taste it by combination of the chemicals which you are analyzing, then you will fail. It is not. Yes. Here is the fact. You have not studied properly. There is defect. So why defective knowledge you are declaring as knowledge, as cheating? When you have perfect knowledge, then you declare. That is fine.
No, then you advocate that the Krishna consciousness should be practiced in every action that you take.
Yes. Everything is practiced.
Scientists
devotees of the present time, they say like this, because their knowledge is simply illusion.
Yes.
The real knowledge is covered.
That's like that this planet, this is so many planets out there. They do not know anything. And they're going to the Mars, they're going to the Moon. All black. Two things can solve. They do not know what is life, and they do not know what are these planets. And still they are sitting on these two subjects of authority. There is black.
So we conclude that without understanding the existence of God, these two problems can never
be. You hear from God, then you have that. That's the problem. And if you want to be God, scientists more than God, then you never be. But the real problem is there is no God. That is the real problem.
That is the root cause of this illusion.
Huh?
That is the root cause of this illusion.
Yes. They want to prove there is no God. Everything is science. I have a scale down with you. It is everything. But we are preaching about God, how can it tell us? We must explore them. That is our business.
There's a saying is printed on a piece of stationery I get from one of my supply houses of a particular piece of equipment this man designed and sells, and on the bottom he indicates somebody has to look.
Yeah.
This is
a common sense philosophy that the art is there, everything is coming out of us, as mother is giving birth to so many children. Similarly, the art is giving birth to so many children. So, the children are there. The mother is there. And where is the father? But these rascals, they say, without father. Is it possible to for the mother to give children without father?
Not
legally. Illegally, they are passing some father. Illegally or legally. Without connection with the father, there is no posterity.
But these little beings are artificial in any way.
Artificially means that you accept the principle. So therefore, we say that here is mother, land, and here is children. The plants, trees, bars, bees, human beings, they're all coming from the earth. The mother is there, and the children are there. Then where is the father? You cannot say, no, without father. That is not possible. Then you are talking foolish. There must be father. This is something. So how you can deny God? God is accepted in every leader as the supreme father or something like that. And God is there. But they say, automatically coming, and big words, how do they explain? How things are coming from me? How? So many plans.
So by chance.
By chance, let's see. Is that a promise? If one head is bad-headed, why by chance does that come again here? And these plants and people are coming by chance. You have to expect these plants. you sit down. That is for the outside. So this is a explanation by the scientist, by Charles. Of course,
Chance is the instrument of explanation.
Let's see. How they are becoming person. The law is cause and effect. Nothing is chance. There is cause and there is effect. It is strange that same thing that this God has produced a child, a chance. It is not for any same man though that he see her connection with man as a legal reason. It is not chance. Nothing can happen as chance. That is an imperfect knowledge. What's up? But we know Ishara, Paramakrishna, Satchidananda, Hidra, Anadi, Dadi, Guru, Sarvakara, Mata. There's no question of chance. There is power. All right.